I am Gary Gray here at Hey Julie today, sitting in for Julie Ashton, who is out riding camels through the desert and is unable to be here, which is tragic because we do like when Julie comes around the studio, but, you know, she's got that busy life of hers. So, julieland.com. Hey Julie, we are here today with the adult star Tiffany Sweet. Tiffany, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I am told you are fresh new to this business.
That is true.
And how long have you been at it?
About 2 months now.
Okay, yeah. So that's relatively new.
Yeah.
First impression so far?
Great first impressions.
Yeah?
Yeah, a lot of fun.
Okay.
Great girls, great production companies, you know.
Yeah. And was this something you knew you wanted to do for a long time, or how'd you end up here?
No, it's something that I wanted to do for much of my life, pretty much as soon as I was a little girl, like flipping through one of my dad's, you know, adult magazines.
You know,
I always wanted to be one of those beautiful women
right.
in the centerfold. So here I am pursuing my career.
So far, so good.
Yes.
Okay. So, you know, so you knew, was it like right when you turned 18, you picked up the phone and called or?
No, it was not when I turned 18. I was like too scared. I wanted to do the stripper thing first, which I never ended up doing.
Okay.
I never stripped.
That's probably just as well.
Yeah. So I kind of wheedled my way in. I was doing makeup artistry at the time. So
yeah.
One of my friends was doing makeup for a porn production company, needed an assistant one
right.
day. I strolled in and that's. The birth of Tiffany Sweet.
Okay. So did you literally do makeup that day and do a scene?
No, I just did makeup. I kind of got the feel of what, you know, what goes on
right.
behind the scenes. And was really, really comfortable with it.
Yeah.
Was really, really comfortable with the people around me. And I just got a few numbers of a few agencies around Los Angeles
right.
to help me out. And then went in the following, like, week, I think.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
And are you doing boy, girl, girl, girl? What's your...
I'm just doing girl, girl.
Okay.
In solo.
Okay. And is that... for now or permanent?
That's probably going to be permanent,
okay.
but we'll see.
Right, exactly.
Never know.
Never
Nothing's
know. Don't want to commit to anything. I hear you. And so do you have a specialty on camera or anything you are known for at this stage yet?
No, I don't think so. No, I don't think I don't have it. I don't have a trademark yet,
yeah.
but I'm definitely going to have to make one up.
Yeah.
That's a good...
What would you like your trademark to be if we could fashion one right now?
Maybe the middle finger.
Yeah. Okay.
The middle finger in, you know,
right. I didn't think you're flipping off the
yeah,
cameraman.
Yeah,
yeah.
You put it in, you
right.
take it out, and you flip them off.
Oh, okay. Oh, I like it.
That's a good one.
I like it. Okay. That could be the next big thing in porn, for
it
all
could.
We know.
It could.
I think we're onto something
here. It
could
be a here. Huge movement, you know?
I could see it on box covers and everything like that. It would be a good product line right
yeah.
there. So, you know, for people out there who might not know, what's a typical day on set like? You show up, you know, do you have to do any preparation beforehand? You get there, how's it all go?
Usually when I show up to my video shoots, I get there. Usually it's makeup done on set, so first thing I do is I get into the makeup artist chair. They have usually snack around, you know, I eat.
Right.
Get my makeup done, get my hair did, and then basically you wait till your co-star shows up or till your scene starts. And it's kind of like a stage process of getting yourself prepared, you know. And
yeah.
It's a very... personal, you know, you go into the ladies' room
mm-hmm.
and you make sure that it all is clean and,
right.
and yeah and especially if you're working with somebody else, you want to be very very you know considerate
sure.
of your partner. Clean yourself off, you know, do a little washing,
right.
a cleansing, if you may say, and then come out, do it, you
yeah.
know, just do it, go for it,
mm-hmm.
and it's different every time. It's great,
right? And is it, you know. People who think, you know, who have sex recreationally who aren't in the business, is doing a scene on camera different than it would be, you know, in your personal life, you know, logistically? I mean, obviously there are cameras and there's a crew there, but physically are you doing different things? Is it...
I haven't experimented with much women
yeah.
In my personal life.
Okay.
Not that I'm opposed to it, just haven't really delved into that.
Right.
But I definitely... would think that it would be pretty compromising to work.
Yeah.
Except for that you really want whatever the story is going on in the scene to really shine through, you know? Like if you're playing a you know, a teacher or a bartender or whatever, you know, you wanna like, you know,
get into character.
Yeah, you wanna get into character. So in that sense, you know, if I'm playing something that I'm not usually, you know, in my real life, then it
say
is
a
different.
Teacher or
but as far as all the sex goes, then I'd say it's pretty accurately realistic.
Do you have any let's say role models in the adult world? I mean, people who you saw and kind of thought you wanted to emulate their career or emulate their performances or anything like that on camera?
I used to really like Taylor Rain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
She's not in the business anymore. Right? Yeah, I think she's
not sure.
No, I haven't seen her for a while. I really liked her in the beginning of my interest in porn. Now that I'm in porn and I'm meeting a lot of women and seeing a lot of performances, I really enjoy the performances of Jenna Hayes and
sure.
Stephanie Swift.
Yeah.
Yeah. I enjoy
yeah.
them.
Yeah. Yeah. Stephanie's great. Boy, yeah. She used to work with me a lot, you know, when I was producing stuff like that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, definitely. Is there anyone you'd like to work with that you haven't yet or anything?
I really wanted to work with Brea Bennett.
Yeah.
But now she's a Jenna girl. So
right.
that's really hard. But, I think I'd have to go with Jenna Hayes then. I'd really like to work with her.
Yeah.
I got the privilege of working with Stephanie, but not Jenna yet.
Got it.
That would be fun.
Okay. And anything on camera? Do you have like a fantasy scene? If you could shoot anything or shoot anywhere, would there be anything that would amuse you?
I would say anything in public.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, I would say, like, do a reality porn, you know? Like, mm-hmm. go right out on the street.
Right.
Stick, you know, run Jeremy and, like, you know, anybody, Jenna or anybody out there. Just have them start going out and get people's reactions.
Right. Big exhibitionist tendencies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be hot.
Okay. Well, I think, you know, people are pushing the boundaries every day. And as people get more and more accepting of this, you know, I would think that anything is possible.
Yeah.
So you've been doing this for 2 months.
Yes.
Have you told friends, you know, from back home or anything? Or
I have one really supportive best friend that and her like boyfriend and stuff, like a couple
yeah.
people. But for the most part, no, it's pretty private in my life.
Yeah,
yeah, it's pretty personal.
And are you from this part of the country originally? Or?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Okay.
Yes, I am.
So
West Coast girl.
Got it. Okay. What's on the horizon for you? What's coming up?
Hopefully, some bigger things, in my career. I'm going to be doing something for Cinemax, soon, which it's going to be a lot of fun. Trying to, you know, get into a few, publications, you
right.
know,
sure.
And just really trying to grow, you know, and move up, make those dollar bills, you know?
Yes, that's what it's all about. So I know you just shot for Richard Avery for Julieland.
Yes,
tell me a little about that.
It was awesome. It
yeah.
was awesome. It was a fantastic experience. I didn't know what to expect before, you know, getting there. I had talked to are we calling him Richard?
Yeah.
Richard. I talked to Richard. And it sounded, I mean, he described it to me in such a way that I was like, okay, this, you know, this sounds cool. It sounds interesting, you know, but when I got there and looked at his portfolio, just completely different. Like
yeah.
I had no idea that the amazing, the erotic pieces that he did, like the feelings and the emotions that he captivates, and the colors, and it was really, really, really beautiful to experience that and get to work with him, and I enjoyed myself a lot.
Yeah, it is
yeah.
unfortunate that the prints he made of you are no longer here.
Yeah, I know.
I would think
I would
you'd
really
be quite pleased.
I'd really want to see him, but yeah,
well,
my agent ran
enough.
Off with them. So.
Yes. but yeah, you looked great.
Thanks.
And are you at all uncomfortable out there on camera? I mean, I think it's for people who don't do that, it's just so foreign to have that comfort zone. And, you know, whereas I might be able to get up in front of a crowd of 20,000 people and talk, you know, you might be like, oh, my God, I could never do that. But yet, you know, I could never get naked in a room full of people and that kind of stuff.
You know, I'm incredibly comfortable.
Yeah.
In the nude, incredibly comfortable.
Yeah.
I mean, from the time I did my very first shoot, in nudity, I was automatically. I don't know.
Yeah.
I find the female form very, very beautiful. And it's nothing to be shameful or embarrassed or you know, why keep it a secret? You
mm-hmm.
know, and the people that are around you in this industry are very, almost like you know. Numb to it, so you don't have
yes.
to worry about, oh, what does he think about this, or what does he think about the freckle on my you know what I mean, like, who you know,
right, they've
they,
seen
they,
it all
they've
before
seen it all, and it's just really comfortable.
Yeah,
so no problems.
I remember my first day working at Playboy. I was so flustered that, you know, here this half naked girl was, and I'm, you know, trying not to really look, and then I realized, wait a second, she doesn't care that she's naked. No one else in this crew cares that she's naked right there. So while I have been never been around this, you know, half naked girl ever before in my life, I guess I should just get used to it.
And
you know, it's amazing how quickly it wears off.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's like being in the locker room at the gym, you know? Who cares?
Yeah.
We've all got them, you know?
Exactly.
We know we've all got them.
Mm-hmm. We should mention the viewers or listeners that we're both sitting here naked right now.
Oh, yes.
We are so comfortable with nudity that it just seemed easier to do it this way. What's something about you that most people might not know? Something you want people to know about you that's unique or surprising?
I'm actually also trying to pursue a career as being a developed artist.
Excellent.
I am an artist. I'm a painter, oil painter. Not a lot of people know that about me. I've gone to school for it. I'm still continuing going to school for it, trying to improve, and hopefully opening some exhibitions and some galleries.
Wow. And what is it that you find compelling about painting?
I guess just the feeling of creating something that doesn't exist yet is very, very, it's invigorating. It's you know, it's uplifting. It's very important, you know, to be able to express yourself and be very, you know, confident in that.
Right.
And I think painting really brings that part out to me. I don't need pretty pictures of me and you know, all that jazz, you know, and the sex, you know, it's great, but you know, it's what's underneath that counts.
Right. Okay.
Right, well, boys? They're like, no.
No, but what's underneath is important, but what's up front is tough to avoid.
It's always nice, you know, when it looks good.
Because there's a lot of beautiful girls that are just fucking crazy that you realize, whoa, maybe what's you know, beneath the skin is somewhat important.
That's
so
true.
I think guys will realize that quickly.
Yeah.
Do you have a boyfriend now?
I have friends. I have friends. Nothing permanent, nothing exclusive, but, you know, I'm not lonely.
Right. Okay. And how does your on-camera sex life balance with your off-camera life? Does that cause any problems anywhere?
No. I'm women on the set and I'm men behind the scenes.
Yeah.
You know, I get a little of both.
Right. Okay. So that's good worlds to live in.
I would
imagine the guys, you know, would be less threatened, let's say, if you're going to work and doing a girl-girl scene than
Exactly.
You know, a bunch of guys. So, okay, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
And you have a website of your own or anything like that?
No,
or?
Not yet. I'm developing one. So just keep looking.
Right.
It'll be up in the next couple months, hopefully.
Right.
Yeah.
And are you doing any movies this week? Anything on the immediate horizon that you know about?
I'm going to be doing a new reality show for Cinemax. I don't know what the name of it is yet because I don't think they've even decided on a name, but it's a reality show about porn stars.
Right.
Should be interesting, like living in one house, you know? So I'm going to be doing that. And what else? What else do I got going on? Penthouse?
Yeah, sure.
Maybe.
Yeah, well, that's good.
That's my goal. That's my goal. I kind of can feel it happening, but you know, check me out for that. Oh, and I'll be on the cover of Vixen magazine in May.
Cool.
So that'll be my first cover shot or cover photo.
So your goal is to be in Penthouse. That would be like the pinnacle for you of this, or that's your immediate goal at the moment.
Yeah, that's immediate goal.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I think he should be able to help you out with that.
Yeah.
He's knows those folks over there relatively well.
Great.
So that would be exciting.
Yes.
I had another stunning question that I forgot. So that doesn't really count. Relationships and I don't know. I'm sitting here looking at you and getting flustered.
I think he just wants to have sex with me.
That's
you could
what
just
it
say
is.
It.
That's what
you
I was
can
thinking.
Just say
I said,
it.
How do I get... Okay, so she does guys off camera. And what's your favorite thing to do in a scene?
What's my favorite thing to do in a scene? I like oral.
Yeah.
With
giving
girl,
or receiving.
Girl. I like three. I like three girl oral.
Yeah.
That's probably my favorite. It's most fun.
And talk me through the dynamics of that for our listeners who might not know what three girl oral means.
Three girl oral is three women who take turns orally stimulating each other, eating each other's pussies,
okay.
To be blunt. And it's, you know, you can get into some really great positions doing it. It can feel really good.
Yeah.
And it's just nice to have a, you know, how can six hands not be better than two?
Is there anything
and three mouths?
Anything you don't like to do on camera?
I don't like large dildos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just not your thing.
No.
Uncomfortable.
I'm not, yeah, because I don't do guys. I'm not
right.
used to, you know, personal life, yeah, but, you know, when you're not doing it every day, a large object can be kind of uncomfortable.
Yeah, no, we were talking earlier to one of the agents who said, you know, when you just start out, you got to be careful what's going in and out,
because
that can, let's say, tire you out quickly.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Got to be careful of that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so... big plans. We're going to try and get you into Penthouse.
Yes.
You're doing a lot of movies.
Yes.
And what's your ideal post-porn life? You know, what do you want to do after this?
I want to be able to buy a home, be a homeowner. I think making investments is the most appropriate way to spend money.
Absolutely.
In this business.
That's good.
So
not a lot of people share that, you know, when you can just go buy a Hummer instead a Porsche.
Yeah,
you know?
No, I still drive my same old car that I had since I was 16. I'm not looking to sell it anytime soon.
Right.
I'm saving my money right now and trying to look into some investing.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
Thanks.
You know, it's good to have a game plan,
yeah.
I think. Are most of your friends right now in the industry or out of the industry?
No, actually, most my friends who are in the industry, I've met in the industry,
yeah.
So they're still currently there. And
yeah.
I don't think I have any friends that have left yet.
Yeah.
No, I haven't had any friends that left, and then all my friends back home are not
oblivious.
Yeah. They work at the supermarket,
right.
And yeah.
So it'll make for an interesting high school reunion.
Yes.
Okay. So friends inside the industry, outside the industry. Has it been everything you'd expected it to be, you know, since you got in? Is it anything different that you weren't kind of ready for or was even better than you thought it would be?
Oh, that's a good question. I haven't been asked that yet. It is everything that I expected it, but I don't think I expected the people, and I mean, there are probably a lot of people who disagree with me, but I didn't expect the people to be so friendly and nice and just really, really cool. I meet a lot of great people on set and meet a lot of really good friends, have great connections, and I didn't expect that kind of
that
feeling.
Family kind
yeah,
of.
Yeah, exactly, like a camaraderie
yeah.
amongst us in the industry. So I think that was the only thing that caught me off guard.
Right, so
yeah.
That, hell, for something to catch you off guard, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
That, you know, it's, wow, yeah. This is even better, and you have that network of people
exactly.
and everything.
Exactly.
How is it being a new performer in this business compared to someone who's been around a long time, you know, with regards to, you know, are crews excited to have a new face there, or is it like, oh, boy, someone else we got to break in, or?
You know, I've gotten mixed remarks about that because usually when I show up on set, they always go, okay, well, we know you're new, so this is what we're going to do today. You know what I mean? Like, they give me the briefing, and I'm like, thank you. You know, I really appreciate that. You know, they probably don't know what to expect. They're like, we're not going to do too much with you today, you know? And as soon as I open my mouth or open my legs, you know, they're like,
yeah,
oh, my
her.
God.
Yeah.
They're like, she's got it. She's good. We don't, you know, we don't need to worry about it.
That's fine.
So, you know, it's kind of really comforting just to kind of be able to slip into it. But as far as other talent, I can get a sense from some of the other girls, like, oh, you know, it's a little like there's somebody new coming in. We don't know her yet, you know. But I get along with everybody. There's no one I don't get along with that I've worked with so far. So, but yeah, you only feel that kind of from the models is the kind of, you know, suspicion.
Right.
Can we trust her, you know?
Is she going to take work
yeah.
away from us next
yeah.
week? And
yeah.
Well, it's, yeah, it definitely gets you know, I suppose like anything gets catty at times, but
yeah.
it's you know, fortunate that you can avoid that
yes. yeah.
so well.
Yeah.
What turns you on?
Ooh, what turns me on? I actually like porn.
Yeah.
Porn turns me on, you know? You'd think after all this I'd get sick of it, but I don't. What else turns me on?
Do you watch your own movies?
No.
Yeah.
I haven't watched my own movies yet. I haven't been able to do that. So one night I'm going to have my friends who know that I'm a porn star come over and we're going to have some popcorn, you know, watch me rub one out, you know.
Yeah.
And yeah, it'll be fun. It'll be funny. But I haven't done that. What other things turn me on? Long walks on the beach.
Oh, sure. Who doesn't love that?
I like erotic photography.
Okay. Oh, as well. Does sassy photographers turn you on?
Yes. Sassy photographers definitely turn me on. Yes, definitely. I don't know. Everything turns me on. I'm a horny bitch.
Right. Well, that helps in this career.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, anything could turn me on, you know?
I mean, so do you enjoy the on-camera sex? I mean, I know so many people say, oh, I'm in it for the sex, and some of them, I think, are just saying that, and some of them genuinely mean it.
It depends who you're working with.
Yeah.
It can get mechanical sometimes. In that instance, then it is for your paycheck that day, you know? But when you have a good chemistry with a girl, you know, it can get into a very like personal thing.
Yeah.
For sure.
So, I mean, so in a way that's like anyone's sex, that you could meet someone and it could be wonderful, or you could be like, okay, well, I barely got off, but I did. And
like everybody
whatever.
Else in this world. Yeah. Come on now, you know?
So that's interesting though, because you show up and I mean, unless you've worked with a person before, you really don't know. Where, I mean, do you know before you end up in the scene if you have that chemistry for it to end up something?
Sometimes yes and sometimes no.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've walked on set with girls. We haven't spoken a word to each other for like 2 hours and then we get into the scene with each other and like we finally warm up.
Right.
And it's just like, wow. And then at the end, we're totally like, you know, we've got it. We're hugging and it's, you know, it's nice. It's nice.
Right.
Develop a friendship that way, you know?
Well, that's
good. It's amazing
good.
What taking your clothes off in front of somebody can do.
Yeah, you see, I try that all the time, but I get very weird reactions. So, you know, I try and not do that as much. Okay. Well, it's been great talking to you today.
Yeah, it's been great to be here.
And I wish you nothing but the best. I know you have some Julie Land photos coming up soon, so everyone should look for those.
Check that out.
Lovely Tiffany Sweet, who is just going everywhere in this business.
That's
so
right. Watch out.
I wish you the best of luck.
Thank you.
I am Gary Gray, sitting in for Julie Ashton, who is racing camels through the desert, topless, because she is an adventurer. Here at Hey Julie, only on JulieLand.com. We'll see you later.